Blair Elementary out of Waukesha.
Elodie.
Is the first reader on that. So shall we get started on that?
Okay. So Blair Elementary out of Waukesha. They are working to create a Latino theater arts education program, wanting to expose their students to performing arts that are related to Latino heritage. They're asking for $5,000, and they want to include in-school and after-school programming, if I understood this correctly. I think that the program has very strong goals. They want to increase the student literacy and academic performance. They want to build student confidence and develop character, and highlight the unique contributions of Latinos that Latinos have made in theater and performing arts. This program seems really ambitious. I'm looking at the budget, and I'd be interested to see what everyone else has to say. But in looking at the budget, it seems like they have an expenditure of $180,000 in the one that they submitted. And that just seemed, maybe I was reading it wrong, but that just seemed like it was a lot of money, and asking for $5,000 was a baseline to start the program and identifying where the who's, the what, and the hows, but that they haven't really really kicked it off. And it seemed that the evaluation plan hasn't really also been developed, even though it's going to be taken on by teachers and principals. So I have some concerns about that as well. Anybody else?
I think Lisa is our second reader on this one.
Right. So for me, some of the strengths is that it is a pilot program, so there's a lot of room for them to build that bilingual Spanish instruction that they would like to include in their art, and it also has the potential to address achievement gaps for Hispanic students in the Waukesha area, since this is kind of a first-of-its-kind experience, even though it is kind of large and daunting. Also, the fact that it exposes them not only to theater, but contributions by Latino playwrights, I think was very big strength. So, again, something I haven't heard of being done on a large scale like that in a district, area, region. But again, like the weaknesses, it's brand new, it's a pilot, so they didn't really have any samples, anything that they could provide for us to look at, but they have had, it looks like in their background, they've had some successful projects that their theater has done with youth, so it should be, I guess that was the only weakness that I could find, a lot of strengths, and just the fact that it's new and it's kind of a big project. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to add?
Other comments on this one?
I wrote a note that I would have liked to have seen some of their curriculum and their scheduling for the future, but I don't know that, because that's in stage two, and I think they're only in stage one this year, it's probably going to be in the developmental stage through the next year. That's about all that I think I noticed about it.
That's what I thought, too. It's a year one, I think, to get, if they were going to come back and ask for more money, a year or two would have to flesh them out. That's why I think it was reflected in our comments. It would be something that the group next year, if they were for a stage two, would look to implement. I love the idea of things that they're bringing in. I think is really innovative, and those are the kinds of things that, with a more critical eye, I was looking for more innovative kind of things. That's what classes. So I think you're going to be a little bit more sketchy with that first year.
My comment was pretty basic, but just the, you know, would like to see a little more in place, but the three stages were really easy to understand to see what they're hoping to accomplish.
Great.